What is the volume of black students in Canberra now?
Not a lot.
Really?
There's more black people working in the college than there are attending.
Because when I left in 97, and at that point, there was doing the graphics, part-time graphics, because there's a handful of us, but full-time, there's quite a few. Mm. And I think that's probably the most that Canberra had at one time.
So I'm the only black student in my painting class, of about 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, for me, to address why that happens.
The real problem is that there are no black teachers. Yeah. I mean, students, okay, but there are no black teachers.
And then what are
is
they learning?
Is it a problem anyway? Is it a problem for black that there are no black people in there?
It's a problem, because I think when I was going to school in Peckham, and I used to walk past Canberra, and I said, you know what, I want to go to that place, but then in the back of my mind I said, I won't get accepted because I don't fit a certain criteria, because it was like kind of a snooty posh school, like that people now tend to look at St Martin's at that time as like that you couldn't get in. You have to be really good, or you have to be, you know, from really quality
black background,
and I thought, you know, I just pictured myself, I'm going to go up those steps to this college and I'm going to get this, but and when I did, it was still quite lucky, but and it's not lucky, you know, it doesn't have to be there at the end of the day, but it's still, but I mean, it's 10 years since I've left, and nothing's changed, you know, much.
It's ridiculous, really, isn't it?
And then when I look at, you know, when I look at when we all questioned about the grades that we were getting in comparison to everybody, you know, else, you know, that still distresses me. Mm. And also, I was fortunate to have like one good tutor there, that's still my mentor now. But then he wasn't from Canberra, he was in the industry, and he just lectured there. But, you know, it's quite sad, really. And why isn't there enough black teachers in Canberra?
Enough. Why there should be more? Why should there be more?
Why should there be more? Because I think, why not? Why not?
It's strange because it's almost an enclave in the middle of Peckham and Camberwell, where there's so many black people. Yeah. I went to Peckham Girls' School and grew up in Camberwell.
Yeah.
And it's rather strange that
it's got reflected, you know, community at the end of
the day. There's not a lot of black students. I find it hard to believe.
It's poverty in the end. It's cultural poverty because the arts, the cultures is losing out because it's arts and culture that's being a fortress, not the school. I mean, that school, it doesn't really matter,
you know,
but it's arts and culture that could be much more vibrant, much more diverse, and that shouldn't protect it, the place where it has been for, I don't know, X years. It has to move on.
Besides finding out a lot of it for myself as I was getting older, I mean, the only time I really learned more about black arts and black culture is when I did my PGCE training course. The only reason I did that is because the guy that was there, who ran the course, he was really trying to get into this, you know, trying to raise the level of black artists and stuff like that, and bring them to the fore. And
was he black?
Paul Dash. So he was the only person that he really inspired me. And because before then I didn't know about the links to, you know, like what the Tate Gallery and Sugar and that kind of stuff, and then the fact, you know, and artists like Chris O'Feely, and you know, I knew Sonia Boyce before, but I didn't know
what she was about.
I knew what she was, more or less what she was about, but I didn't know about all the other artists beyond that, you know, and Keith Piper, and you know, just more, and they're not getting it in schools, and I didn't get it there.
No,
you know, and you ain't gonna get it until it's either you try and investigate yourself. Or, you know, or someone else tells you.
Yeah, I went to Central St. Martin's and I did fine art and critical studies. And I was there for 5 years. And after 4 years, they started talking about black artists. And after being there for 4 years, that's when they really sort of, you know, mentioned black artists. And we went to see Chris O'Feely, O'Feely's show. And you know, it was just very hard to make work and to talk about the issues that I was interested in.
And embarrassing for me as a white person, I find it an impoverishment because I had to become, 40x years old and go for half a year to South Africa, and then I come back and I chuck all my books away and I start reading completely new books that I have not read before. Well, I could have, of course, but I would have had to go to black studies or something of that sort. Why? I mean, what's that?
And then for me as well, as I before I came to Camberwell and I studied in East London.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, and I studied at Newham. Again, when I tried to tap into things that I felt was relevant to me, you know, like my culture and stuff, and I started to put that in my work, it wasn't acknowledged at all. And in fact, I got more, you know, I got criticised for it, so therefore I had to make that separate to doing, you know, what was.
And it's kind of odd because you want to be true to yourself and you want to find yourself as a black artist.